Hello, I'm Denise Johnson, and I wanted to share with you a new podcast series hosted by Claims Journal called Insights in InsurTech, where I will be speaking with Wesley Todd, CEO of CaseGlide. Some of you might know him from our podcast series, Claims Analytics, or from his written contributions to both Claims Journal and Carrier Management. He brings years of experience as an insurance defense attorney and now as CEO of CaseGlide, a claims litigation platform for the insurance industry. We are excited to have him back and hope you will tune in. So what can we expect in this series?
Thank you, Denise. So a lot of people at insurance companies can't really get on a podcast and talk about these things, right, for a lot of different reasons. And then a lot of technology companies can't get on either, for example. I barely had time to breathe the past 3 years, as you know. So what we're going to do is talk about what we're hearing in the industry, what they think about this InsurTech campaign, and then the lessons we at CaseGlide learned on our path to being a proven, you know, a company that's actually gotten some things done, which in the, you know, if you look at the whole landscape, that's not that common. So you're going to hear about what we heard from the industry, which is just perfect because I think your audience probably is thinking these things, and it's going to be great for them to get it confirmed that everybody else is thinking these things too. We're also going to learn about some potential roadblocks and things that we saw. Well, what happens when technology companies are, let's say, outsiders to the industry, and so their instinct is to try to control departments or people at a company rather than empower them because they don't really understand the business enough to really empower them. And then what can the industry and the technology providers learn from our experience? I love it. There's so much more change that needs to happen, Denise, that I have no concern about, you know, kind of revealing our secrets. They're not really secrets or things everybody talks about, but they're not published. But, you know, I have no problem doing that because there's so many things that need to get done in the industry, and there's room for everybody. So we're going to talk about that kind of, we're going to use that personal example, what I saw as experts that I worked with, claims litigation experts, felt that they had lost control of their departments to these technology companies, that they didn't even really have time to realize it, and that it definitely wasn't their fault. And so that, so we're going to talk about the kind of that 1% that I was really shocked with that I found, which is how powerful these billion-dollar technology companies can be, and how they go about setting up this situation where technology can sometimes become a roadblock instead of an enabler. And you know how that happens through the marketing and things like that. I saw it happen in claims litigation. I'm seeing it happen in InsurTech in other departments. And I want to make sure that before the insurance industry gives complete control of their departments, that they're understand what they need to look at to make sure that everybody's going to be happy with that transition, or at least as many people as possible. So what did I learn from seeing these billion-dollar companies that were in, that had the technology that ran claims litigation departments across the country? What did I learn? What was good about it? What was bad about it? And, you know, what can we use moving forward, whether you're on our side or you're on the insurance company side of this equation? So bringing up InsurTech, what does our experience tell us? You know, I immediately, once I kind of saw this, we started talking about it, Denise, and they need to hear that they're not alone in trying to avoid InsurTech landmines, but still trying to innovate. So we have several podcasts on this Insights in InsurTech podcast that we're going to share. And it's things that we learned from people like the people listening to this podcast, probably several of them actually. And we're going to try to answer some important questions. So my favorite title, podcast number 2, Shut Up Already InsurTech. How can we use our experience at CaseGlide to help insurers mute the InsurTech marketing machine, or at least lower the volume a little. Then the next podcast is retaking control of the insurance industry using InsurTech. So as we're going to talk about in the next podcast, and in the next two, people first, technology second, how does that guarantee that technology works for us and not against us? So retaking control means working with people that are like you, that understand you, and are not somebody that's an outsider trying to control you. And we're going to talk about some very important examples of that and why that's inevitable if you're not working with people that have done your job before. And then the last one's going to be, so once we get the fundamentals out of the way, Denise, and we talk about, hey, turn the volume down on the marketing campaigns, turn the volume up on your own people and people like you, then we're going to get into a little bit of the details, because there are some really important things to think about when you're choosing what department or what area of business. I'll just give you a teaser here. You want, for example, you want technology that's going to have a bigger impact on vendors than on your own team. You want technology that's not going to replace people at your own company. You have plenty of vendors to replace. And that may sound like a, you know, very morbid, but people are making these choices now and they got to choose the right one. So you and I, Denise, are not the only people talking about these things. In fact, as you've probably heard at the conferences lately, everyone's talking about these things. And it's time that we finally say what everyone's thinking or talking about in private. So I hope the audience is as excited as I am and as you are about this podcast, because I think it's going to be very important, and I think it's going to provide a great deal of insights to folks that kind of have in their spare time, when they're not handling 1,000 claims, thought about these things a little bit and said, you know, I wonder if everybody else is thinking the same thing I am.
Thank you, Wesley. Make sure to look for upcoming episodes of Insights on InsurTech on claimsjournal.com and on iTunes. I'm Denise Johnson. Thanks for listening.